This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 5th. God's word for you today is the objective. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 62, verse 7. And it says, "Tirelessly pester God, give him no rest until he reestablishes Jerusalem and makes it worthy of praise throughout the whole world." The first phase Jacob experienced before he could walk in the blessing was the crisis phase. As it is said, God whispers in our pleasures, but he shouts in our pain. Pain helps us bear God's shouting. Sometimes, God uses conflict, trauma, or pain to get our attention. The truth is, if you do not change when you see the light, you will change when you feel the heat. When God gives you light and you do not change, do not worry, the heat is coming. You will change when you feel the heat. But doesn't God love me? God loves you so much. God loves you the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you the way you are. Phase 2, commitment phase. This is the second phase that Jacob went through, and we have to go through it to walk in blessing. God will test your faith in his promise. Do you believe in his promise? Genesis 32 verse 24 to 26 says, "Then returned again to the camp and was there alone, and a man wrestled with him until dawn. And when the man saw that he couldn't win the match, he struck Jacob's hip and knocked it out of joint at the socket. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is dawn.' But Jacob panted, 'I will not let you go until you bless me.'" It was a tough match, but you can get to a place in God where God will allow you to win. And that is what happened here. We know that Jacob was no match for God, but God allowed him to win. God got Jacob to a place where he was out of strength, panting, and God said, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go." Even though he was out of strength and panting, Jacob realized that the person he had been wrestling with is the one that will bless him. Jacob realized that the person he was fighting with is the person that holds the key to his destiny. The person he was struggling with is the only person that matters. And he said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." Jacob did not say, "I will not let you go until you declare me the winner." Jacob suddenly realized that he was fighting with the God that can change his destiny. Whoa! Have you realized that the very God you wrestle with is the one who holds your blessings? You need to also embrace the fact that God does not want to destroy your dreams. God wants to fulfill your destiny. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Will you trust God? Have you embraced that truth of God's good plans for you? Let us pray. Father, I turn my attention to you even right now. I trust you and I embrace your good plans for my life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.